Welcome to Tea with Trosper. It's your host, Alicia Howard, serving you the tea and insider details of all things Nevada. Welcome back to Tea with Trosper. Today I'm joined by the newest member of the Trosper team, Debbie McCarthy. Hi, Debbie. Thanks so much for being here.
I'm a little bit nervous. No. And because as you know, I'm in Reno. When I'm there, I have a podcast, and now I'm in the hot seat.
Right.
Usually I'm where you are.
So. What is the name of your podcast?
It is City Talk.
Oh, I love that.
About Town Deb presents City Talk.
Oh, yeah. Very nice. Well, I know you have a very busy 24 hours here in Vegas.
I do.
So I appreciate you spending some time with me. Since this is our first official time meeting, I'd love to start off with you telling me a little bit about yourself and your background.
Okay. I would say maybe 15 years. I worked for St. Albert's Catholic Church as an events coordinator. So I put together the golf tournaments, wine tastings, like a ton of events. And then my dad had a massive heart attack. And at some point, the doctor said he couldn't go in a home or go in a home. So I said, oh, you're moving to Reno. And he was in Southern California. Okay. So I took a leave and decided to be a full-time caregiver. And as I was a full-time caregiver, after about a year, he got a lot better, and he bought me a camera. And then from the camera, I ended up getting asked to take photos at a new startup radio station.
Oh.
And because, I mean, it seems kind of funny to say take photos for a radio station, but I would have my camera and I would take photos of the guest and then put it on social media.
Okay, so kind of like what we do here.
Yeah, but it's crazy because back then nobody did that.
Oh,
because there was no, nobody was really using the internet to live stream the radio shows as you're on it typing in. So I went from that, and then they asked me to be part of the radio station. Ooh. So then I was had a few talk shows.
Oh, really?
I did.
That's awesome.
And the part about it is that at that point I had a pretty a stutter, and even through it, they still wanted me to do it. They just wanted me to be me. And the last few years, it's kind of gone away, and I've kind of been more perkier and doing a lot of stuff. And I also co-published a women's lifestyle magazine.
Oh, wow.
So I've done a lot of fun stuff.
Yeah, you've been all
over. But basically, it's all about helping the community and bringing us together.
I love that. So how did you become a Reno influencer?
Ooh, actually, that's part of the story.
Okay.
So with my dad as his caregiver, I would, take him everywhere with me, and he would go on set with me, and I was doing the photos for the news station, and then the radio station that I was with said, hey, you know what? We want somebody to go be the face of Nevada Matters, and it became America Matters, so I became the face. I would go out and go to the events and promote our station. Aww. So it started out just me being me. And with my dad on my side, this little old man with a cane.
Aww.
And I just started doing it. And then maybe about a year into it, I was talking to a gal, and I need to have what am I? She goes, I think you kind of influence us. And I'm like, She goes, I think you should be an influencer. And this before influence even came out.
Oh, really?
This was, nobody even used the word influencer. So in Reno, they said I was the first influencer in Reno.
I love that.
Yeah, I was. And I'm like the oldest one, too.
The original OG influencer.
Yeah.
So how did you come to win an AMA award recently?
I think just working hard and being there for my community, and I do a lot in the nonprofit world, and during the pandemic, I did even more because, that was a tough time for a lot of people. Right. And I decided if I couldn't go out everywhere, at least I can do was donate my time for social media. So I ended up doing lots of complimentary social medias for a ton of the restaurants and the nonprofits. So I think I'm hoping they just thought I was just, being out there trying to do good stuff. And it's all about being together with our community.
Right.
So that would be it.
I think you do a great job of bringing the community together.
Thank you. I try.
What is your favorite part of living and working up north?
I love our community. Seriously. I love Reno. I mean, I love Vegas. Hopefully I'll be here more now.
Mm-hmm.
But there's something about Reno and the river and the people. And I know we're growing a lot, but I feel like even though we're growing, the portion of the people that we started with, I've been like 28 years, we've all stayed connected. And I feel like if you can be in a community where you have your ups and downs, but you still care about each other.
Right.
So that's what I love about Reno.
I actually just moved from Reno last August.
Wait a minute. Yeah. Are you serious?
Yeah, so hearing you talk about it makes me miss it. I miss...
And there's the arts, yes. And there's local food and craft feel like cocktails.
It has a different, you know, like just whole energy to it than other cities, bigger cities. I miss it a lot sometimes.
How come I didn't know that? I'm excited to know that.
Yeah, I went to UNR.
We probably have common friends.
Probably. I think we might have a few mutuals on Instagram.
I bet we do. Yeah. I bet we do.
So overall, you love Reno?
I do love Reno. But I also love the over the hill. I do a lot of work in El Dorado County.
Oh, okay.
I do a lot of wine stuff.
Oh, that's fun.
I do wine tours.
Awesome.
And I have 2 wine labels.
Okay. I love that.
I do.
Yeah. So you went from planning, you know, things, loving wine, and now you do all that.
Wow. Yeah.
You're really living the dream.
I'm living the dream, and now I'm here. Yeah. So excited.
A woman of many hats.
I do, see. And so last weekend was the Trosper Golf Course? I was working for Trosper doing the Helix.
Helix, yeah, the charity golf.
And so I was telling, you know, I was out on the course, and I knew some of the people. They were like, hey, Deb, About Town Deb. And I go, nope, today I'm Trosper Deb. So my new hashtag is Trosper Deb.
Oh, I love that.
Yes.
We could do a little bit of both.
I'm going to do both, but I like being Trosper Deb too.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Always good to try something new.
And so I was good.
Speaking of the golf tournament, how was that?
Oh, my gosh. It was probably one of the best golf tournaments that I've, you know, gone to. So in a sense, I wasn't, you know, volunteering. I was working, but I was taking photos. And when you're taking photos and videos of the golfers and the volunteers, you're up close and personal. So you get to see the energy. And I'm not kidding you. All the employees and clients that were there, everything was positive. Like, they could not say enough about the company.
Oh, that's really good.
It was like incredible. And I wasn't even asking them to do that. Mm-hmm. They were coming up saying, oh my God, we're having so much fun. You know, thank you, thank you, thank you. And they gave back to 3 organizations, Reno ICE, the Nevada Humane Society, and CASA Foundation.
Oh, good.
And it was really nice to know that I was there and that 3 of those organizations were being helped. Mm-hmm. And I Dylan just told me the total. I don't know if I'm supposed to say it yet. I don't know. It was a lot. I'm going to do a ball. I can say this much. I'm pretty sure because they said it when I was at the tournament. Mm-hmm. I want to say, don't quote me, $8,000 per charity.
Oh, wow. That's good.
That would be it, because I think Dylan said 24. But at the golf tournament, when they were doing the awards and handing, you know, saying who got what, Victor did say something like, it looks like we're going to be able to give $8,000 to each charity.
Wow.
So you think what that money's going to do, it's going to make such a difference for kids with the CASA, you know, Reno ICE. I really, they've only been in Reno,
I'm not
a year.
I'm not familiar with that one.
Yeah. So they're amazing too. So yeah. I was really honored to be there.
Well, I'm happy you had a good time at your first official trial.
I did have a good time. And I hung out with Carly, who works for Helix. And she is incredible. It's my 3rd time working with your team for Helix with Carly.
Oh, good.
So I've already have
so you
a
had
best
a friendly
friend.
Face.
And yeah, so she's my new new BFF.
Oh, good. And I know you have a second event tomorrow morning with us.
Oh, the
bright
good
and early.
Okay, 5:30. I think you have to be there.
Yeah.
And it is is it Christmas in July?
Yes.
And you guys have done this for a while.
I mean, we just did one in December.
Okay.
But now it's obviously summer.
But was it the same type?
Same idea. We actually have more this time because now we have a snow machine coming.
Ooh.
So last year we just had a Santa Claus and the charities would show up. You know, we give them the $100 gift card and they can just shop with their parents. But this time,
who's going to be there?
It's going to be first responders,
wow.
The Henderson Police and Henderson Fire Department. So they're going to get paired up with a child or multiple children.
How
and
exciting.
Get to shop with them while it rains fake snow and Santa's there.
So with the fake, I have never been with a snow machine. Is it like, Is it cold?
I have to be honest.
Is it like snow or is it like little plasticky things?
I have a feeling it's real snow.
You think so?
Yes. I've never been around one either, but I think it's
ice.
Into flurries.
That's going to be exciting. Yeah,
I hope so. I mean, if it's fake snow, it'll still be fun.
No, you know what? And I hear there's going to be Christmas music in the store.
It's going to be like the holidays in the middle of July. And besides waking up early, I'm so excited.
You know, it's going to be great to see the kids being like so happy in their smiles and, you know, and then they're going to see Santa come in.
Yeah.
That's going to be a great moment.
Super rewarding. It's going to be good.
I love it.
So when you aren't being a PR, marketing, social media superstar about Town Dev, what do you like to do in your free time?
You know what? My free time is who I am. Honestly, About Town Deb, Debbie McCarthy, Trosper Deb, she's the same person no matter what I'm doing.
Oh, good.
I really don't get a lot of time because I go to events and I help plan events and I do go to the wine country and I promote the winery. So my time off is usually doing the wine tours. I do a lot of that. But really, it's work, but it's not because I'm getting to meet new people and I'm getting to share all the amazing wines that are in El Dorado County. And
you get to travel a little.
I don't really have. And then if I go somewhere visiting family, I find myself still doing promoting the local town that I'm at.
I love that.
I can't help it.
So you eat, sleep, breathe.
I do.
Your passion.
I do.
I love that.
Non-stop. I do it all the time.
So it doesn't just end at 5 p.m.
Oh, my goodness. Your job doesn't end at 5 p.m. I would say anybody in the company at Trosper PR, you guys are on top of it. So no.
Always.
I think you're out and about quite a bit too.
We are.
I think so.
So kind of going off what you said earlier, I know you said, you know, bringing people together, but what motivates and inspires you?
My dad. Okay. Little personal here. He and his wife, Annette, they're both gone now. They adopted me when I was 6 and a half. And they made sure I was still in touch with my birth mom, who I'm in touch with. And I talk to her almost every day.
Wow.
But both Terry and Tony, but having spent that last 10 years being a caregiver, like day in and day out with my dad and taking him around town with me, he just kept inspiring me that that no matter who you are, what you do, don't forget where you came from. You know, don't forget the people who helped build you up and to be patient and kind and forgiving. So, and he just said, darling, all you got to do is love. That's it. Your job is to love people. Mm-hmm. So that really is my job. It's to just be kind and be patient. And I wasn't patient, but I'm more patient now.
Well, I love that. I love that you hold a piece of him with you now.
Actually, I'm wearing his wedding ring.
Oh,
so yeah.
Gosh.
No, he is with me all the time.
Well, that's a beautiful answer. Thank you for sharing.
And he also knew Liz, and Liz knew my dad.
Really?
We actually went to school together.
Oh,
did you know that?
You and Liz did?
Liz and I, junior high school.
No way.
Haha, Liz, I just told.
The secret is out.
Yeah.
Was that here in Nevada or in California?
In Burbank, California.
Wow.
Yeah. And we still have a lot of the same friends.
That's insane.
Since we were kids.
Small world.
It is a very small world. I was so excited to find out that, I mean, she had been in Vegas and had clients in Reno when I was living in Reno, but Facebook really wasn't going on that much. Mm-hmm. And so once I joined the whole Facebook thing, we discovered each other and we're like, oh my gosh, we're actually in the same state.
Right.
And so this is kind of
circles too.
This is kind of like a big deal for me, because I get to be a part of her work family.
Right. Yeah.
So I love it.
I love that you guys stayed in touch for so long.
We did. I know.
Well, I know you have a lot to learn and do today.
Yes.
So I will let you go. But thank you so much for coming on and letting us get to know you a little better.
Well, I'm very grateful. And to all you out there in the podcast world, I'm happy to be in Vegas.
Awesome.
So I'm excited.
As always, don't forget to rate and review us on your preferred streaming service, subscribe, follow us on Instagram at TrosperPR, and find us on Facebook at Trosper Public Relations. This is Alicia. Thanks for spilling the tea with us, and we'll catch you next time.